The Broncos began their 2008 campaign on the road against their rivals, the Oakland Raiders, on the national stage for Monday Night Football. Not only did the Broncos win, but they made a statement, putting up 41 points in a 41-13 victory. While the offense showed just how explosive they can be, it was the emergence of rookie Eddie Royal, who hauled in 9 grabs for 146 yards and a touchdown. It was the 6th most receiving yards for any player making their debut. The emergence of Royal in the season opener gave a glimpse into the future, giving Brandon Marshall a young receiver opposite. It was the home opener for the Broncos, and for the second straight week, a divisional opponent, the San Diego Chargers, coming off 2 straight division titles and 4 straight wins over Denver. The Broncos' offense continued to explode, marching out to a 31-17 halftime lead. Denver was led by Brandon Marshall, who made his season debut. All he did was haul in a franchise record 18 receptions to go along with the score. This game would be wild. San Diego would battle back and eventually took a 31-38 lead late in the fourth quarter. But that was when young Jay Cutler went to work, driving the Broncos down, and on fourth down with just under 30 ticks to go, Cutler found Eddie Royal for a game-tying touchdown. But that was when head coach Mike Shanahan may have made the riskiest call all season, opting to go for 2 in the win, setting up drama in the Mile High City.
No extra point here. It's win or go home on this snap. Cutler is in the huddle. The offensive player is on the field. Royal wide left, Scheffler and Stokely left. Marshall by himself, wide right. Cutler's in the shotgun. Here you go, folks. Snap is good. 4-man rush. Jay dances back, throws, end zone. He's got it! Eddie Royal! 2-point conversion, and the Broncos ahead with 24 seconds to go. You gotta be kidding me. Bronco players sprint out onto the field. Eddie Royal, consecutive catches, and a 2-point conversion. With 24 seconds to go, Denver in front, 39-38. Roll the dice, Mike Shanahan.
The 39-38 win sent a message that the Broncos are going to be in the race for the long haul. Week 3 did not get much easier for the Broncos, with the high-scoring New Orleans Saints coming to town. For the third straight week, the offense shined for the Broncos in the 34-32 win over the Saints. Jay Cutler threw his 7th and 8th touchdowns of the season, and Brandon Marshall posted his 2nd straight 100-plus yard receiving effort with 155 yards and a touchdown. Though the Broncos' defense allowed over 500 yards of offense to the Saints, they came up with crucial plays, specifically a goal line stand including a 4th down stop from the 1, and a DJ Williams tackle on a 3rd and short late in the 4th quarter that led the Saints to attempt a field goal that would have given them a lead, but a Martin Gramatica miss sealed the win for the Broncos, which moved them to a perfect 3-0 on the season. Week 4 may have been the first major lesson learned of the season for a team loaded with young players. On paper, the Broncos were heavily favored in Kansas City. Denver came into Arrowhead 3-0, the Chiefs 0-3. The Broncos' offense didn't manage 446 yards of offense, but 4 turnovers doomed the Broncos, suffering their first loss of 08, 33-19. The Chiefs were led by Larry Johnson, who gave the Broncos' defense all sorts of problems, rushing for 198 yards to go along with 2 scores. Though the Broncos ended the first quarter of their season with a loss, they were still in first place in the division at 3-1.